In a conference call from Washington, D.C., Wyden said fire season in the West is changing, and fast.
I think it's very clear that these fires are getting bigger, they're getting hotter, and they're getting more damaging.
That means it costs more to fight those fires each year. The Department of the Interior expects to spend close to $1.8 billion this year alone. That's about $500 million more than what's budgeted. In fact, firefighting money has come up short in 7 of the past dozen years. What happens then, Wyden says?
The bureaucracy raids the prevention program in order to secure money to fight the fires, and of course the problem gets worse.
The Oregon Democrat is talking about programs that reduce wildfire threat by thinning overgrown forests, or that teach people how to make their homes less vulnerable to fire. Jim Douglas heads the Interior Department's Office of Wildland Fire. He says this borrow-from-Peter-to-pay-Paul routine starves programs that could make big destructive fires less likely in the first place.
The more we have to budget for suppression activities, the less money we have for our critical activities of fire preparedness, fuels treatment, forest management.
Douglas says 99% of the fires eat up 70% of the firefighting budget.
So that last 1% of our fire workload takes about 30% of our budget dollars.
What President Obama is proposing in his most recent budget is to treat that 1%, the really big, costly fires, like hurricanes, tornadoes, or floods. That is, to pay for them from the Special Fund for Large Natural Disasters. That way, those catastrophic wildfires won't drain the budget for fire prevention. Senator Wyden, joined by Idaho Republican Mike Crapo, is floating a Senate bill that would do the same thing. There's a House version as well, sponsored by Idaho Republican Mike Simpson and co-sponsored by Democrat Peter DeFazio and Republican Greg Walden. But this rare bipartisan effort has stalled, facing opposition from budget hawks and others with bones to pick with the Obama administration's forest policy. Among the prime opponents is Arizona Senator John McCain. In a recent hearing of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, McCain blamed overgrown forests for the increasing intensity and cost of wildfires.
I watch my home state of Arizona burn every summer. I'm frustrated beyond words with the slow pace of forest thinning projects across the West.
And McCain isn't buying the argument that catastrophic wildfires are just another natural disaster.
Wildfires deserve some level of budget flexibility. But unlike hurricanes and earthquakes, the federal government can take action to reduce wildfire severity through forest thinning.
McCain has countered Wyden's bill with one of his own. It would allow some limited access to disaster funds, but links it to spending to reduce forest fuels. That makes some Democrats and environmentalists nervous. They fear McCain's enthusiasm for forest thinning is a cover for renewed large-scale commercial logging on federal lands. There's general agreement that many forests are overgrown, though some point to decades of fire suppression, while others blame environmental logging restrictions. I'm Liam Moriarty reporting.